Week of July 1st through 7th. Weekly Bible Reading, Colossians 1 through 4. Song 56 and Prayer. Opening Comments, 3 minutes or less. Treasures from God's Word. Strip off the old and clothe yourselves with the new. 10 minutes. Play the video, Introduction to Colossians. Strip off the old personality. Colossians 3, 5 through 9 reads, Deaden therefore your body members that are on the earth, as respects sexual immorality, uncleanness, uncontrolled sexual passion, hurtful desire, and greediness, which is idolatry. On account of those things, the wrath of God is coming. That is how you too used to conduct yourselves in your former way of life. But now you must put them all away from you, wrath, anger, badness, abusive speech, and obscene talk out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another. Strip off the old personality with its practices. The Watchtower, March 15, 2011, page 10, paragraphs 12 and 13. Clothe yourselves with the new personality. Colossians 3, 10 through 14 reads, And clothe yourselves with the new personality, which, through accurate knowledge, is being made new according to the image of the one who created it, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, foreigner, Scythian, slave or freeman, but Christ is all things and in all. Accordingly, as God's chosen ones, holy and loved, clothe yourselves with the tender affections of compassion, kindness, humility, mildness, and patience. Continue putting up with one another and forgiving one another freely, even if anyone has a cause for complaint against another. Just as Jehovah freely forgave you, you must also do the same. But besides all these things, clothe yourselves with love, for it is a perfect bond of union. The Watchtower, September 15, 2013, page 21. Paragraphs 18 and 19. Digging for Spiritual Gems, 8 minutes. What is the kingdom of His beloved Son? Colossians 1, 13 and 14 reads, He rescued us from the authority of the darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, by means of whom we have our release by ransom, the forgiveness of our sins. Insight on the Scriptures, Volume 2, page 169, paragraphs 3 through 5. What are the elementary things of the world? Colossians 2:8 reads, Look out that no one takes you captive by means of the philosophy and empty deception, according to human tradition, according to the elementary things of the world, and not according to Christ. The Watchtower, August 15, 2008, page 28, paragraph 9. What has this week's Bible reading taught you about Jehovah? What other spiritual gems have you discovered in this week's Bible reading? Student Bible Reading, 4 minutes or less. Colossians 1, 1 through 20. Work on Study Point 2, Conversational Manner.
Apply yourself to the field ministry. Apply yourself to reading and teaching. 10 minutes. Discussion. Play the video, Accurate and Convincing, and then discuss Study 7 of the teaching brochure. Talk, 5 minutes or less. The Watchtower, May 1st, 2004, pages 19 and 20, paragraphs 3 through 7. Theme, How were certain Christians a strengthening aid to Paul? Colossians 4:11 and footnote. Work on Study Point 7, Accurate and Convincing.
Living as Christians. Song 17. 2018 Teaching Committee Report. 15 minutes. Play the video. Video category, Our Organization. Then discuss the following questions. How has travel been an integral part of our organization's activity? How does the WHQ Travel Department save valuable kingdom funds? What can publishers do to reduce travel costs for the organization? How is the WHQ Travel Department helping delegates who will be traveling to international conventions in 2019. Congregation Bible Study, 30 minutes. Jesus, the Way, the Truth, the Life, Chapter 73. Review followed by preview of next week, 3 minutes. Song 102 and prayer.